Few KS outline feedback for Yarina. Generally, the first page is a little bit chaotic, but the content is okay. You've basically stated in your claim that in the natural sciences, production of knowledge is usually a collaborative task. Don't say usually, but say be a little bit more careful in your wording. Say there are can be a collaborative task. Okay, usually implies that it's more than 50% or something like this. Okay, just be a little bit more careful in your wording. And then your example, any collaboration between researchers, well, give me a specific example here, please, okay? Your examples are not quite specific enough yet, okay? And then the TUK theory is okay. You've basically mentioned here what the theory is the scientific method, but what is really important is not that you explain the scientific method itself, but that you actually apply it, okay? So where in this scientific method is collaboration here? Okay, that is simply not fully clear yet. There is the danger that you will explain the scientific method without actually applying it. But the point really is that you directly apply it. So counterclaim, answer the title question. There are also milestones, or not what? There are also milestones. Does this milestones mean or instances where one person alone produces knowledge? Give me an example of this. Okay. Why is it because this person is able to invoke a paradigm shift? I think this is what you wanted to say. And another thing is happy accidents, which is a serendipity, it's called. There is actually a term for this, it's called serendipity, which is also okay. And then sometimes individuals simply encounter these lucky accidents, are able to see the significance. But you have to explain this more fully, okay? So the next one is the one about history. Knowledge is once again produced in groups because it is based on past events. I do not fully understand this. So extracting info makes it a one person plus job. Really? Okay, well then just tell me how is it? Yeah. And then any research using sources that makes, I don't understand. Tell me here how in history basically knowledge is produced in collaboration. Now, my advice here would be is you can also include maybe history, a historian maybe collaborating not only with other historians, but maybe with natural scientists. Okay, so please interpret the whole aspect a little bit broader. I think that you're still very general here and you have to be a little bit more concrete, especially with your examples. In almost all of these cases, the supporting examples are not really examples, but simply a clarification of your claim. So I'm not saying that you should leave it away, but I'm simply missing a concrete example. And also in your introduction, it just came into my mind, in your introduction, please also clarify what you mean with collaboration in science, collaboration in history and so on. Okay. And then the next one, counterclaim, and there are lots of arrows here. Personal accounts. Explain this here. If a statement is made and there is no follow-up, well, give me an example where this is the case, okay? My advice would be is that you simply explore where in history does history depend more on the individual historian and on his or her ability to select the facts and to interpret these facts, okay? And to where can you find me examples where the selection of facts and the interpretation of facts is more a collaborative task? Okay, so be a little bit more, how shall I say, concrete here, okay? So that is basically the in summary. Number one, apply any type of theory and do not simply talk about what the theory is, TUK theory, but simply apply it. And number two, give more concrete examples, okay? Number three, explain to me what does collaboration mean. Collaboration does not have to mean the same thing in science and in history, and maybe there are also different ways of viewing it within science and history, what collaboration is, okay? That's basically the most important things here, okay? Wish you all the best.